Blog Talk Radio.
We are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And tonight, we are not going to be joined by our co-host, Lolita. So we're going to, I'm going to be operating the switchboard here and taking the calls all myself tonight. But we do want to send out a happy birthday to Lolita, who is out currently right now celebrating. So happy birthday to Lolita. We're going to be taking callers as normal, one question per caller, and as we bring you on air, you're going to state your name, where you're calling from, and you're going to go right into your question. And right before we start taking callers here, we have a brief announcement once more about our specials on the website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. Our specials tonight are 30 minutes for only $12.99, now set to $7 flat. So you're getting a 30-minute reading for only $7. You can only do one of that special. Then we also have a psychic reading four-week subscription, where you get a 30-minute reading, one per week for 4 weeks, and that is set to a current price of $31.95. That is a savings of only 30% off right now, but it's a pretty good deal, guys, so go and take that advantage. We also have the 1 hours available, and we have 4 week subscriptions available for mediumship training. So that's something you might want to take advantage of as well. Many different options to choose from. Just visit the website and learn more. All right, our first caller for tonight is area code 901. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, Reverend Adam. This is Annabelle. I'm calling from Tennessee.
Hey, Annabelle.
Hey, Reverend Adam, what do you see in my finance energy right now?
Okay, Annabelle. Okay. Financially, I feel that things will improve before the first, but it will not be a major improvement, okay? I feel like something you've been needing right now will come in, something that you've been needing sort of like very quickly speaking. But then I'm also seeing that major improvement will really occur somewhere within the first month of the new year in, you know, the first month here of 2013. We're looking at it being within the first week of that month, or week and a half, really. I'm feeling that there is more stability, more perpetual income. It's coming from two different sources, though, so I'm sure those will reveal themselves in good time. But I want you to keep your feelers out there. I want you to keep looking because you will find it. All right?
Well, thank you so much, Reverend Adams.
All right. Thank you, Annabelle.
Okay. Sure.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. All right. Next caller for today is area code 626. Hello, caller. Bringing you on air now. Okay. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. My name is Amaka. I'm calling from Southern California.
Okay, Amaka. And how can I help you?
I'm wanting to find out what you pick up between me and a gentleman, if you see our relationship, our friendship becoming more than friendship.
Okay. I need the gentleman's name, please.
His name is Jason.
Jason. Okay. Give me one moment to tune in. Yes, okay. I actually do feel that this will work out between you and Jason. I see improvement. And let's see here. Actually, major improvement's not going to happen until about February, okay? But there will be some slight improvements within the next few weeks, okay? Communication will improve within that time period, the few week time period. And I feel that, let's see here. Right now, I feel that there's silence, but it's actually a good thing. Right now, having a little bit of the space, letting it go slowly, letting it take its time, this is what's going to build the strength behind it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Just as a special announcement before we go to our next caller, we're now going to be featuring a 6 months of readings with myself special on the website, and the title 6 months of readings with Reverend Adam. And what you're going to do is you're going to check that out on the website. It's a really good price. You can get up to 6 months of readings, and what that entails is one hour reading per week for 6 months. So you can use all that time within 1 hour, or you don't have to let it last for a full hour. Whatever you really want to do with that time is up to you. But we are offering this as a New Year special coming up, and we're going to have this up on the website until the 1st of the new year. Okay, so please check this out and go to HowPsychic.com for any of the other great specials and opportunities we have. All right, next caller for today is area code 202. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Yes,
hi.
Hello, Diane.
This is Ann.
Oh, Ian. Okay, and how can I help you?
I'm just wondering about my work situation. Do you see me getting, I'm an independent person. Do you see, I have a small business. Do you see me getting more work at the first of the year?
Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, but it's not the first. I'm looking at the 3rd on that one, actually.
The third.
Mm-hmm.
Of January?
Yeah.
Oh.
That would be correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's that one client you're waiting on right now? I'm feeling like you have one last big client out there. They haven't really come in and done anything yet, but you're waiting on word back from them.
Oh, there's several of those.
Okay. We're talking female, okay?
Okay.
And we're talking big business here. So let's see here. I'm trying to pinpoint it down for you.
Like with a big newspaper? I'm a photographer.
Ah, that's why there's a lot of people surrounding it. Okay. Mm-hmm. That could very well be it. But I'm also seeing hotel stuff. I don't know why I see hotel stuff, like places where people are staying. So maybe that's what is incorporated in that, or if there's something else going on. But I'm getting, like, there's a thing about bed and breakfast, hotels, because I'm seeing big buildings.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And you think that'll come through for me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, that's good. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I wish you the best on that, and let us know how that works out for you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Our next caller for today is area code 501. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, Adam. It's Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. How you doing?
I just wanted to wish you a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you as well. and to everyone listening in.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that there has been no contact.
No contact? Okay,
yeah.
Lisa. Let me see here, and let me tune in. All right, Lisa, we have 2 days left, and I feel like either the 30th or the 31st, we're going to get that contact from him. Lisa, I'm feeling here that there is a bit of a distance, a pull away from what I'm seeing, okay? Emotionally, I feel like there's been some sort of shift there with that, but I do feel the intent is still to reach out before the first. And as we discussed, there has to be a cutoff time if that doesn't happen. Okay?
You mean a distance pull away toward the other relationship or just away from me?
Well, I'm feeling it's from you, honey. I'm feeling like there's a lot of distraction right now. And you know how I've always seen this one with the you on the mind? Well, today, you're not on that mind so much. I'm sensing like he's been very distracted about other things. I don't feel that it's taken you completely out of his mind, but not as much as you once were. So that is a little irritating to me because that symbolizes some reverting, you know. But I do not feel that we will get to the first without some form of contact.
Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right.
Thank you,
Lisa. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Our next caller is Mary Lou Hu. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. This is Mary Lou. I'm in New Orleans, and I would love a message from Spirit.
Okay, Mary Lou. Give me one moment here. All right, Mary Lou. The message in Spirit today is to go with, you know, gut, which I think you've been able to get away from a little bit due to analytics, okay? But you have not gotten away from it completely. I do feel that on certain levels and certain, you know, basics, you're still pulling with the gut here. I also keep seeing a shadow in the corner. It looks like a bedroom, and there's a shadow in the corner. Have you had any recent visitations?
I'm not sure. It's not clear to me. I mean, I have things around me, but I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Normally when I see shadows, it's not necessarily a positive energy. Okay, but it's not necessarily a negative either. It seems like a void sometimes. It's more of a void. So something that may be missing will come, but I do suggest that you do a cleansing just in case. When was the last time you did a cleansing with some sage or, you know, incense or prayer?
I cleansed my house, but I guess I haven't cleansed this particular room I'm sitting in.
Okay, yeah, then you need to cleanse that room and all will be good.
Okay.
Message also from Spirit today is that your loved ones are on the other side, but for some reason it looks like your heightened ability comes in at the first. Okay, so we got a lot of people calling in today, have movement around the first or right after the first, and that's not unusual when we're ending one year and we're beginning another. We're always closing out the old, removing the bad, and going into the good. So just keep that in mind, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye.
All right, next caller for today is area code 360. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name's Lori, and I'm calling from Washington State. And I'm wondering.
Yes. Hello, Lori.
Hi. I'm wondering if you might have some clue as to where I might be moving to.
Okay,
what I should be
Lord.
Looking for in an apartment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know a lot about Washington State here, okay? But I don't feel you moving too far. Now, I feel that you'll move out of your current location or area within this particular place that you're in. I'm feeling you going from one town to another, okay? But I don't see you moving too far for some reason. And I feel
right.
that whatever move you're making, okay, it is going to provide that drastic positive change for you that you're looking for. Maybe you don't have to go so far for that change, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I do feel that it will be good. My suggestion to you is when you're on your way to your new home, make sure you bring a new broom on your way there. Okay, like when you're going to move in. And make sure you bring salt, like a new thing of salt. And, you know, you want to bring some new items that represent grounding, cleansing, and purification. Okay, so salt is your grounding and cleansing, and the broom is also cleansing and grounding all at the same time. So I would do those two things right there. Clean the new home before you move in, even if it's already clean. These are just spiritual precautions, which are always good to take for any new home. Okay, I see that you're going to be able to locate or find a place or make the move, perhaps, by the 22nd of January. So this may happen a little quicker than anticipated.
Okay. Yeah, I'm hoping it'll
All right.
be soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
Not a problem.
Me too. Good night.
Good night. All right. Next caller for today is, let's see here, area code 248. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, it's Natasha calling from Michigan.
Yeah.
Calling to see if you see a reconnection on a relationship that I had with my gentleman friend.
Okay, let's see here. And what was this name again?
His name?
Mm-hmm.
Mel.
I didn't catch his name?
Mel, as in Melvin.
Melvin? Okay.
Yes.
I feel that things will still move forward with Melvin. We're looking at a 2 to 3 day time period on that. So possibly before the new year, we'll get more communication. And why do I sense like this one? Have we spoken before?
We might have spoken like months ago.
Okay. This one, I'm getting that yo-yo effect on him. And, you know, that seems to be a very common experience when it comes to relationships right now. One's yo-yoing in and out, and the other one's just waiting for things to take off. But I'm seeing him yo-yoing. And what I mean by this is disappearing without communication for periods of time. And sometimes it's extended periods of time. Okay. But I do see that he will come through, okay?
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon. Thank you.
Have a good Bye-bye. Evening. Bye-bye.
All right. Once more, before we move on to our next callers here, please visit howpsychic.com for all of your spiritual needs. We have several specials going on right now. We have our 30-minute specials up to $7 flat. We also have the four-week special for only $31.95. And we are now featuring a six-month special also on the website for service. So please check out howpsychic.com for more details. Moving on to our next caller. Our next caller, area code, let's see here, 804. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, good evening, Adam. My name is Vernell, and I'm calling from the state of Virginia. And,
yes, Vernell.
Okay, one thing, I've been waiting on a pending Social Security case for quite a while now, and I've been wondering if I'm going to, you know, move next year, and also I was wondering about...
Okay, Vernell? Pick which one's most important. I don't mean to be rude, hon, but we only get one question per caller on the show.
Okay? I'm sorry.
So which one is most important to you?
Okay, my question is, will I move next year?
Okay. All right, right now. I do get a yes, that there will be a move next year, okay? And I feel that this move will happen. Let me get my timeline. Oh, wow. Okay, we're looking at April, okay? What timeline were you really planning for?
Well, sometime in the spring, actually.
Okay, so not too far off, okay? Well, April is the timeline in which I feel it's going to happen. I don't have the dates for that time. You know, I really shouldn't be giving out timelines on the radio anyways. But I'm feeling like that's the timeline where you can start to see that happening. You're possibly moving, you know, April, beginning, mid, end, you know. I feel that the move will be positive for you. Okay, and just as a little tidbit, I do feel more financial security at that time. So you may not, you know, you may not be struggling as much then, okay? And that should help give you a gauge for some answers to maybe your other questions, all right?
Okay, and I was just wondering if I was going to be moving with someone or along
it's way. It's only one question per caller, hon.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, thank you for calling in. If you want, you can take advantage of the specials on the website right now. I would really be happy to help you, okay?
Okay.
You can get as many questions in as you want during a reading, okay?
Okay, thank you, Adam.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, next caller today is area code 111. We normally don't take you on air here, so please state your name. Where are you calling from? And go right into your question.
Rosemaria, Philadelphia.
Okay, Rosemary.
Friend, if you're going to communicate with me, because I call, he won't answer my calls.
Okay, what's your friend's name?
Hello?
I didn't hear that.
Raphael.
Raphael, okay. Like the angel.
Yes.
Well, this one's actually got some horns, honey. What's his issues? Why do I feel he's still attached to someone else from his past?
I guess his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm feeling like he's still attached there. He may not be involved with this one anymore, okay? But I'm feeling there's still an emotional attachment. I'm delving into the dark right now. There is some good, but just bear with me, okay? This one, he has a horn. He has some mental issues. He's going through some mental issues. Yes, he's been through a lot, but that's no excuse. See, the thing with him is he is fully aware of his problem. He is fully aware that he has commitment issues. He's fully aware that he has issues with trusting others, and he has control issues, okay? The point is, he's for the longest chosen not to get professional help, okay? And this is where he messes up a lot, because he goes into these situations where he has potential relationships, and he makes friends, he gets intimate, he gets close with these people, but he never commits. And this is all due to cycles throughout his past, okay? Yeah, he may have an ex-wife, but I don't even feel like he was fully committed to that either, okay? I do see, though, here's the good. I do see, though, that he will eventually break these cycles. He will eventually receive the professional help that he needs by his own choice and actions. However, it will take quite a long time. The reason he's not responding right now is because he knows that you're ready for him to make his move, and he's not wanting to make that move right now. Honestly, he doesn't want to do squat right now because it's that fear, and there's a lot of childlike mentality going on within him because a lot of these issues are deeply rooted within his childhood. Okay? The next time you hear from him will be somewhere within the next 4 to 5 days.
He'll call me?
Yes, I believe he will reach out or call you within 4 to 5 days. But I do not really, I cannot tell you accurately right now, psychically, how far along he's going to come in just a short period of time. I'm looking at him taking quite a while to heal. Okay, but I will confirm for you that there is a deep spiritual connection between the two of you. So I want you to look into or do some homework on twin flame dynamics, okay? And I want you to find out what that is. You can Google it. You can research it on the web. You can even go to the library and research it if you need to. But that's something that I think will really help you understand the dynamic that you share with him.
What was it called again?
Twin flame.
Twin
flame?
Okay.
Yes.
And there is a connection.
All right, hon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you didn't.
I don't mean
to
rush you off, but I have a lot of callers here, and I want to try and get to everyone, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our next caller for today is area code 818. Hello, caller. Thank you for waiting. Please state your name, where are you calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Diane from California. And in
yes,
a relationship.
Hello, Diane.
Hi, Adam. In a relationship, I've spoken to two different gentlemen and told them really bye-bye. Fresh, clean, something new coming, or will someone try to come back?
Okay. Okay, hon, that totally, I heard it, and it went right through one ear and out the other. I'm going to ask you politely to repeat, please.
Okay. If in relationships, will I be starting something new with someone brand new?
Okay.
Or right.
Okay. And if I heard you correctly, maybe you had two other options that were going on?
I ended both of them, and I was
okay,
wondering
if either one.
One
of those is
going to
come back, and the one that's going to come back is the one that you were talking to the longest, okay?
Oh.
Then,
okay.
Mm-hmm. So that one will try and show their face again, and I know that there's some circumstances that would make you think otherwise, but they're going to come back. And then, yes, there is a brand new brand spanking new relationship opportunity out there for you, okay? The good part about this one is that you're not going to have a problem with this one. This one's got his act together. I'm seeing someone's 50. He's got that suit jacket on, a nice tie going on, okay? Got all that good stuff going on there. And I'm just feeling like this person's professional in business as well as in love and in, you know, personal life, okay? This person carries themselves very well, very morally compassed. Not a bad family, to be honest. Very tight-knit family, but they all know how to make success, if you know what I mean, okay? We're looking at a mix of ethnicities here. I'm getting, you know, there may be some Italian / Caucasian kind of mix going on, okay? But I'm seeing something really nice. We're looking at tall, okay? So This is what I'm getting right now. But if you want more information, please visit the website, and I will be more than happy to do a full read on this with you, okay?
You're wonderful. Blessings, Adam.
Blessings to you. Thank you. All right. We have our next caller now at 253. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, it's Holly from Seattle. Any message from Spirit?
Okay, Holly. Let's see here. All right, I'm going to let you ask a different question, Holly, because right now Spirit is pretty quiet, okay?
Oh. Well, you know, I'm just seeing if the stepchildren are coming back soon. Same question.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Same one we talked about. Okay. Here, children will still come back, Holly, okay? And then you know who will wind up behind bars, okay? I still see that happening. What a whopper. I'm seeing, that's the term I'm getting right now, what a whopper, you know? I'm feeling like something really unexpected will happen, and we have a very big window of opportunity here right before the first. We're looking at the 31st of this month. I think we go up to the 31st. Yeah, we have the 31st of this month. I'm feeling like he's really going to, let's say, party it hard. And this is when the major event may very well take place. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Well,
thanks, Holly.
How long does your special last?
The special, which one, honey?
The ones for your website for readings?
Yeah, they're all up right now, and they're going to be on until the 1st, okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're moving right along to our next caller now. Next caller is area code 602. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Deborah. I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona, and I just wanted to know if you have anything, if you feel anything about my mother.
Okay, Deborah.
She's alive, but if there's feelings that something that might be coming up because she had cancer, and I don't know.
You said she is alive?
Yes, she is alive.
So this is your mother you're asking about, right?
Yes.
Okay. Who's the other one on the other side?
My brother.
Okay. And is there a female on the other side?
There are.
An older female, like a motherly figure female?
Yes.
Okay, because you're saying that your mom's alive, and I'm getting someone from the other side that has that mother-female aspect, okay? And the one on the other side is telling me that, now this isn't unusual for family to come through to tell about family that's still here, okay? But the one on the other side tells me that it's going to be okay, she's not going anytime real soon, okay? She's going to stabilize for a little while, but she's not going to completely heal, okay? And she'll be here. She'll get some things done, you know, sort of like she's got some extra time to set all of her priorities in order, okay? Let's see here. I'm getting the crossroads, though, so it's really symbolic that right now it's critical because it's about her choice. Right now she's having to make that choice. Is it time for her to leave or is it time for her to stay? When it comes down to it and we become ill, sometimes it is out of our hands, but also Spirit will give us a choice. You know, if we want to stay, Spirit will bide us more time. If we want to leave and we're ready to transcend, then we're able to transcend. But don't feel like pressuring anyone into staying, you know, because in the end, it's our choice and it's what we need to do, okay? I feel like she'll be here for a while. I feel like she'll get a little better, but I still feel like there needs to be some healing between you and her, okay? And it may sound a little funny to you, but the female spirit on the other side, the female spirit on the other side is telling me that sometimes it seems like you're closer to the one on the other side than the one here.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, hon. Well, she'll be with us, so don't you worry. Many blessings to you. My prayers will be out for the both of you, okay? And let us know how it works out for you.
The one that's speaking to you, did she say anything about her medicine or her stomach? Anything different?
No.
Okay.
No. Honey, right now we're only doing one question per caller,
but if you
want to do a more in-depth reading, you can take advantage of our half-an-hour special or anything else from the website.
Thank you.
I'm sure she'll come through for you. It's just a matter of right now I've got a full switchboard
here,
and
I don't
mean to be rude.
I totally
okay?
appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, next caller, area code 301. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. My name is Eve, calling from Maryland. I'm calling about my sister. Lately, over the last couple weeks, we've been having quite a contentious relationship. She's saying I owe her money. She's been argumentative, and I'd just really like to know what's going on with her.
Okay. You're Eve, okay?
And my
sister
is
your sister
Cheryl.
Is?
Cheryl.
Cheryl? Cheryl.
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's see here. All right, Cheryl. Wow. I'm just getting a big black void on this one. Okay, and you're asking what her issue is, what her problem is?
Yeah.
Okay. It's connecting the dots. She has the biggest issue with control, okay? She's always trying to connect the dots. She's always trying to figure out if there's something more behind people's thoughts or the way that they're communicating. She's always overanalyzing. Okay, but I also feel a lot of jealousy from her, and there's no need, there's no excuse for that jealousy. It's just simply she sees you having something that she does not have, and sometimes it's not a tangible item as much as it is an ideal.
Okay, what do I do? Ignore it? Try to work with her?
You know, the best thing to do in this case, hon, is to just let it roll off your back. You approach everything with compassion and love, and you push the dark away, you know?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Adam.
Thank you. Not a problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Next caller for today is area code 484. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Tonetta calling from Philadelphia. My question
is, hello, Tonetta.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and what's your question, hon?
My question is, am I going to see Danny for New Year's Eve? Is he going to take me out or see him?
You did talk to him, didn't you? Did you already set plans with him? I'm feeling like there's been some plans made.
Not really, because 3 weeks ago I kind of had an argument with him because I had a lot of things built up, and he got hurt by that, but I have apologized, and I'm trying to work through things, and
okay.
I texted him today, and I said, you know, what are you doing for New Year's Eve? Now, he hasn't gotten back to me. I think he's still a little mad at me,
Flustered.
But I'm hoping that he has some time to think, you know, a couple days before New Year's Eve.
Well, I think there are some plans already being made, which do include you, okay? So I don't know exactly what he's going to do with you, but I know that you will more than likely see him for New Year's Eve and then New Year. Okay?
Oh, so he'll text me and let me know what's up because I'm in the dark here.
You know, that's asking another question, hon, and right now I can't do that.
Okay.
I've got a full switchboard.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
So I definitely will see him New Year's Eve then.
Well, that's, I just said to you, I feel like New Year's Eve and the New Year, okay?
Oh, good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Next caller for today is area code 604. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Thank you. Hello. I hope you're doing well. My name is Charlene, and I'm calling from British Columbia in Canada.
Wonderful.
The man,
more
time than one question can help, but there's a man who's the love of my life, and does it feel like I will be spending the rest of my life with this man, and how soon does it feel like things are going to start progressing where I'll actually have physical communication and talk with him?
Okay. I want you to narrow that down for me. Okay. I want you to repeat the question, but narrow it down just a little bit more, please.
His name is Brian. Do you see me having a marriage or living together with this man, and will it be happening soon?
Okay. There is a very deep level connection there, and that's very... very much in the soulmate area, okay? I do feel that there will be marriage. I don't get the timeline on the marriage, okay? So you're getting one out of two here. That's not bad. But I'm not getting the timeline. I feel like the timeline right now is not meant to be known. Right now the timeline is meant to just unfold as it unfolds. And you're supposed to trust in spirit. You're supposed to trust in divine, the great I am, which is God. Okay? But it is all going to happen within divine timing, and it all points to good. Okay? All signs point to yes. All signs point to good. That this is going to all transpire for the better, and the marriage will be successful. Okay?
Like to death do us part kind of thing, successful,
yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Adam, thank you, and I appreciate your take. It drives me bananas.
You're welcome, hon. Thank you.
All right. Namaste.
Namaste. All right. Next caller for today is area code 412. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name's Keisha. I'm calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And my question was, this is my kid's father. He's resurfaced, so I wanted to know, is this for me or my child? Like, what is his intention?
Okay.
His name's Jamal.
Jamal. And you say he's resurfaced after all?
Yep.
Okay. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
All right. Now, I do not feel that the intentions are good on this one. I feel like it's more for you than for the child. However, the good part about this is that you will be able to swing this to your own demise, okay? Or not your demise, but to your own will. I want to say... there's a better way of saying it, but you know what I mean, girl, okay?
Like, I run.
You'll be able to make this into what you need it to be, okay?
Right.
You can get him running for his money, okay? But you got to swing it right. And you know how to do that. You just got to pull out some of that old-time knowledge, okay? You got it going. Just try, and it's all about the wording. It's all about how you bring this about, okay? But long as you plain old honest with him, okay, you'll be able to get this in your control.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you, hon. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Once more, we're wishing everyone out there a happy new year. We may or may not have another show before the new year. Haven't decided yet. So we're going to wish you all a happy new year prior to the new year. We wish that everyone had a Merry Christmas this past Christmas. And we're going to go ahead and take our next couple of callers. We've got about 14 minutes left. So please check out the website at howpsychic.com to take advantage of the great specials that we have going on right now, okay? We have several specials going on. We have more than readings also available on the website. We have a mediumship training program. We also have some conjure work available for those of you that would like a little bit of mystical help and creating your goals and accomplishing your goals. So please check out howpsychic.com. Next caller for today is area code 626. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Referendum, I really spoke to you. I was just listening to the rest of the show.
Oh, okay. It just like showed, for some reason, my switchboard's acting up. It showed like you had your hand raised. Okay, thanks.
No problem.
All right, next caller then. All right, now next caller 604. Let's try you. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Adam, I couldn't leave. I wanted to hear what you had to say. You're so good with me. So if you want, I can ask more questions, or maybe there's people waiting.
Yeah, we have people waiting here, and then maybe I can come back to you too and see. All right, thank you. All right, who have we? Let's see here. Let's take 360. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
I was just I already had a reading, and I was just listening to.
Oh, okay. Wow, I think maybe I've gotten through everybody in the hour's time. Well, I'll let you go ahead and ask a second question. How about that?
I was wondering if you can you see how my son is doing?
Okay. First name, please.
Mark.
Well, you say that, I think of Mark Twain. I don't know why. Okay. Mark actually seems to be doing okay right now. I feel like he's staying moderately away from trouble. Okay? I don't see anything really, really bad right now, but I do feel that there will come a time where he learns a very valuable lesson and he will become closer to you once more after that lesson is learned. He'll begin to listen to you. He'll learn how to listen to you all over again. Okay?
Okay.
All right, hon. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Let's see here. I think maybe I haven't taken these two here. Area code 202. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, I'm Lana, and I'm calling from Virginia. And
yes, Lana.
I was calling. Yes, thank you. I was calling to find out, I've been getting contacted quite a bit lately by my ex-husband, and I'm just wondering what's really on his mind, because I feel like he's trying to be cool, but what is it that he's needing, or is he just trying to reconnect his friends now?
He's trying to pry, honey. The term that's coming to mind is prying. He's prying. Egotistically, he's trying to poke at you and see where you are in life, because egotistically he's thinking, oh, well, she'll never get along without me, you know. How egotistic was he when you were with him?
There's definitely, he was living with his ego. And, yeah, I mean, there's definitely some level of abuse involved, but did he think I could live without I think it was a mix of him feeling emasculated because I was so independent,
Okay. And you're thinking about maybe communicating, being friends with him right now? Because I don't feel like you're really going to take him back. It just would not be the right move. Okay.
Oh, yeah,
but
no, I definitely don't want him
back
in
the relationship. Here's the main message, honey. Run for your life in the other direction, okay? Don't even communicate with him. Don't bring him back in. The guy's had plenty of chances before. He had his three strikes and he was out, okay? Let's not give him a fourth.
Okay.
All right.
Not even for friendship.
I do see... I know, not even for friendship, okay?
Okay.
The guy's got some issues, and until he's completely alone in life, he will continue to choose to ignore his issue. He'll tell you, oh, I've changed, I know I was wrong, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's all crap. It's just his way of trying to get back in. And then the same cycle begins all over again, okay?
Right, got it, yeah.
No. All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Good night.
All right. Next caller for today, area code 207. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Cindy, and I'm calling from Maine. And my question is, Cindy. How are you?
Doing great. And how can I help you?
Good. I have a person who's recently come into my life by the name of Rick. Can you tell me why he's sort of appearing in my life at this time?
Okay. Now, you know this one from the past as well?
Nope. New person.
Okay. And does he remind you of anyone from your past?
Yeah, he reminds me of a past recent relationship.
Okay, because that's what I'm feeling is like there is a newness to it, but then there's also an attachment. So that attachment has to have a familiarity point, okay,
yeah,
if you don't already know him from the past. Here's the positive. Rick could actually work, okay? He's got some of those negative traits you really don't want around, okay? But he actually is a genuine person. I would say overall, okay, 99% of him is a cool, you know, calm, collected individual who mostly stays positive, okay? Now, mind you, Rick can be a bit negative, or one of the terms is pretentious, okay?
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh, excuse me. I don't mean to be coughing in everybody's ears over here. But you do enough readings on the show and your throat's going to get dry. All right.
Yes.
He has sort of a pretentious, you know, it's one of those, he's a lovable annoyance. I guess that's the best way to describe him. Okay. He's got one of those characters where you want to beat him up, but you want to hug him all at the same time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I say explore it. See where you can, you know, let it go and take it slow, but it looks like a good positive. It looks like something that could be a long-lasting, healthy, loving relationship that may lead you to that, you know, successful marriage or partnership that you may be looking for.
Oh, it's interesting. He's always talking about other women, so it just annoys me. I mean, we're just friends right now, but he's always, like, pointing things out about other women. So it's like, you know, do I really want to be around him?
I can understand that, trust me. But here's the thing, okay? Right now, that's pretty much all he has to talk about. He's trying to find things to talk about. So just be patient. That'll die down, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
Have a great new year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Next caller for today, area code 360. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. I was just listening in.
I mean, you already gave me two readings already.
Oh, okay. I thought I... Jeez. I had someone else with the 360 come in momentarily,
oh.
too. All right. Well, have a good night then. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, now I'm going to bring back on the 604 number. I believe I've given you a reading before, but if you want to ask a second question here.
Okay. Fidelity, does that feel like that's something in the future I'm going to have to worry about with this man? And does it feel like it'll be long-term with him? And thank you.
Okay, fidelity, and does it feel like it? Well, then. Kind of too, but we'll see what we can do here. No, not so much, but I definitely see why that concern would be there, and I'm sure you know why. It can be very much a long-lasting, healthy relationship. Timeline, not so much right now. Don't have a timeline, okay? But it could be very good.
Okay, does it feel, will he move in with me soon? We had talked about that.
That's
the
third question now. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, I'll let you go, but I got someone else calling in, and then I've got to go ahead and give the caller that came in before you another chance to ask a second question, okay?
Thank you, Adam.
All right, thank you. All right. Now, I know I had area code 626 call in before. We've got 3 minutes left, so I'm going to give you a second question here. Please just bear with me and make it as quickly as possible.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to know, do you see my magazine flourishing next year? Financial.
That's a big old yes.
Oh.
Okay. You already know the answer to that one. Why even ask?
Well,
but you got to put in the work, and you know that as well as the next person, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Our last caller for the evening. I don't think I've had you on here yet, but we'll try and see. All right, area code 360. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
No, I was already on already.
Okay. Now let's see who's above you, because there's a 305. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My switchboard is going crazy tonight. All right, 305, have I brought you on air before?
No, not yet, thank you.
Okay.
My name is Eileen, and I'm from Florida. And I wanted to know what's happening in my marriage. Is it dissolving?
Okay, let's see here. Your name is Darlene?
Eileen.
And what part of Florida are you in, hon? I grew up in Florida.
I'm in Oviedo as I'm standing here right now.
Oviedo. Oh, wow. I never went to that part. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see here. Deterioration. It is deteriorating, but I get that it can still be saved. Okay? I feel that there is still a large chance that the marriage can be saved. Honestly, it's going to have to require a lot of effort on the other individual's part, and right now they're just not putting in that effort, okay? But I do feel that it may very well be saved at the last minute, okay?
Even if I don't want it?
Well, if you don't want it, then that's fine. But I'm saying
yeah.
If you want it, then it can be saved.
No, I'm not into it. I'm just not interested in it anymore.
Okay.
And
it is fading out, and you won't have it for too much longer.
What does that mean? Like a month or two or six? What do you say?
We're looking at 3-4 months maybe at max.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Because he lives in a different state for over a year.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah, do you guys share the same house, though? Are you, like,
yeah,
on the same house?
we own a house, and I'm ready to sell it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm ready to sell it, and I want to sell it because there that's the only thing that's binding us because
Yeah. I suggest you get a private reading with me. I feel like I can help you through that. Energetically, there's just some stuff going on.
I know. I feel it. And I was just on your website, and I'm kind of like lost of where I should go with that because I go on, and then all these ads jump up.
Ads? That's
weird. Yeah, on the bottom.
Okay.
I'm on my iPad, and I see all these ads.
Oh, you probably have an app or something that does that. I have this new thing that came on Firefox browser that, you know, these words, it highlights words all of a sudden on websites. And if you hover over a word, it'll show you an ad, and it's crazy. I don't even know where it came from.
Right.
But what you're going to do is you're going to use the 30 minutes or whatever special you want. You would click on details for that special. Okay, or for that reading, and you would go ahead and process it through the button that says check out with PayPal. Even though you may not use, create, or have a PayPal account, it's the same checkout button for any way that you're checking out, whether it be credit card, PayPal account, you name it, okay?
Sure.
If you need help, call me at my private number. Do you have a pen and paper?
Yeah, but if I go in my house right now, I'll lose you because I'm in the woods.
Okay, that's fine. Well, then, let me see here. Do I have your permission to take your number down?
Yes.
Okay, don't hang up. I'll give you a call back from my work phone. I only have one phone.
But if you call me, Adam, I can't get the signal in the house. I have to be outside in the yard, which is what I'm doing right now. So I'd have to call you tomorrow or something.
Okay, that's fine. You can always
tomorrow.
Go to the Contact Us page on the website, and you can find my number that way, too. Okay?
All right, cool. Uh-huh. Yeah, because I need some clarity on this. Okay, thank you so much.
Uh-huh. And
okay.
I've got your number, so.
Okay, good. Bye.
All right, everyone, we want to wish you namaste, love, light, and good night. Also, we want to wish you a happy new year. So, happy new year, namaste, love, light, and good night.